at the end of the day, we gotta talk about shit. If you don't talk about the shit, you won't get through the shit. Thou must cope.
So Thou Must Cope is definitely a voice for the unspoken. It's giving real life experiences from people that have been through real life things. And something, well, the key thing to all of these people's stories and their experiences in life is that you're not the only one. You're not the only one stressing. You're not the only one fighting to get through things. You're not the only one struggling. This is all like, we're all going through it at the same time. So if we lean on each other and open up and vent, we can all cope. This is what this platform is for. And I'm very thankful for it. Very.
Okay, I just had to come here. Unexpected. Recording off my phone. This episode is titled Pouring from a Motherfucking Empty Cup. Okay, I'm not gonna keep the motherfucking in there because it's just a bit much. But literally, like, y'all, I don't think people understand. It is unfair and a fucking disservice to yourself to pour into others when others do not pour into you. I'm gonna say it again because I don't think y'all understand it. It is unfair and a disservice to yourself to pour into others when others are not pouring into you. And if you don't motherfucking know what that means, I'm finna give you some fucking examples. I'm finna give you one fucking example. One. Maybe two. Let me think. What I wanna do. Two. I'll give you two, okay? So, say, hypothetically speaking, you have a friend. You got a friend. They dealing with some shit. Family problems, relationship problems, whatever the fuck you may have. It could even be fucking financial. But anytime they need to vent and you're available, maybe even sometimes when you're not available and you're going through it your fucking self, right? You struggling. You there for them in any way that you can. You know, they need a vent, you a listening ear. They tell you, oh, it's something financial or whatever. Hey, look, I got this little bit of bread. Here you go. Pay me back when you can. Or if you're the type of person where it don't matter, you ain't even got to pay me back. Don't worry about it. I'm here to take the load off of you. You know? Oh, you up crying all night? Call me. I'm here. You lonely? Let's go out to eat. Whatever you may have it, right? You that person for your friend. Because your friend going through something. And although you might be going through something too, you can be there for that person and put your feelings to the side. Whatever you may have it. But when it come back to it, and it come back full circle, you need that person. You need a vent. Your friend out with they significant other, or they laying in bed with their significant other, they ain't there for you. They don't text you back, text you days later, whatever you may have it. And I am not in any way, shape, or form saying that you should always drop everything for someone, because there is a time and a place. But let's be real. You know your friends, and like, if you know your friend, and say your friend not an extremely needy friend, if your friend texts you at 11 o'clock at night, like you free or anything like that, you already know what it is. It's something going on. So, you know, someone calling you that don't normally call you, or it's at a strange time or some shit like that. Or like, hey, when you got some time, hit me up. You know, shit like that. You know. So when you going through what you're going through and you need them, they know where to be found. They are applying days later. You know they just got their tax refund. And some of y'all gonna be like, stop counting pockets. Fuck that. And the reason why I'm gonna say fuck that is because you should just do unto others as others do to you. Wait, I don't know if that was the quote. Fuck y'all. Y'all know the fuck I mean. So, fuck that. You know they just got their tax refund and although that ain't your money, you like, look, I just need $100 or whatever. I'm a little late on my rent. And they like, damn, I wish I had it. Da, 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 da. Like, you can't ask your mama. You can't. Da, da, da. That's what I'm talking about. Pouring from a fucking empty cup. Pouring it to others and they not pouring into you. Another example I'm going to give. Say, for instance, you stressed, right? And you talk to your friend quite often, so your friend know you stressed. Your friend know you stressed, right? You got a lot going on, right? And this friend takes it upon themselves to come to you and put more on you. Ask you for favors. Ask you for advice. Ask you to go out. All types of shit. Knowing what you're going through and not giving a fuck. And why they don't give a fuck? Because they know you. And they know you gonna show up for them. And you gonna show up for them every fucking time. It's a fucking disservice to yourself. Because at the end of the day, I don't care what nobody say. Relationships are about give and take. Like, no, it doesn't have to be I gave you 100, you give me 100. No, it doesn't have to be every time I call, you answer. But I should be able to depend on you in my time of need the same way you can depend on me. It's not going to be every time. It's not going to be every time because, God damn it, people have lives and shit fucking happens. I can say right now, I know of one friend that has asked me to call them or tell me to hit them when I'm free. And when I get free, I forget. But anytime that I am free and they tell me to hit them or they ask me if I got time, I tell them yes. If I'm mentally available for what they might be about to explain, I tell them yes, I'm here. They got me. I got them. Vice versa. Or even if I might not be in the best predicament to listen, but I know they down bad, I got them. I'll be there. Why? Because I know if I need it, they can be there for me. If they see me hurting, they gonna reach out. If they see me posting shit that I don't normally post, or it's just seeming a little like, yeah, I don't know if you're okay, they can check up on me. It's a fucking disservice. Stop doing it, bro. Stop. It's a disservice to yourself. And for the people that's on the other side of the spectrum, y'all some raggedy ass bitches. That's what it boiled down to. Raggedy ass bitches. That shit flaw as hell. You shouldn't do people like that. You shouldn't take advantage of people. You shouldn't, period. It's not cool. Like, and at the end of the day, like, another thing that people don't realize is you also don't know the mental state that people are in. And the person that pours from that empty cup, although it might be beneficial to someone, it might be beneficial to you because you keep fucking asking for stuff, that person is going to be down bad because you have to have something to replenish you. You give, 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 give. If anybody need it, I got you. If anybody need me, I'm here. You need a favor? Here. You. And at the end of the day, there is nothing else for me. Because what did I do? I've given it all. So when it's time for my fucking dreams, when it's time for me to need to vent, when it's time for me and I'm having a fucking mental health crisis, I don't got nobody to fall back on. I don't have no energy for my fucking self because I've given it to everyone else. It's not a good feeling. I don't recommend nobody to do that shit at all. Like, and for myself, something that I really have been reflecting on for the last few days is, like, I've gone through some changes in my life. Like, I felt like when I was a little younger, like the high school range, I was a kind of like take no shit type of person. Like, nope, I don't give a fuck. If you ain't my immediate circle, ain't got shit for you, I don't give a fuck what you're going through, none of that shit. Like, I'm not here to be everybody's friend. When I got to college, I started to soften up more. or whatever. And so things kind of changed. And I'm not going to say that it was that I never cared, but I allowed that care to get me more involved, even with people that weren't my immediate, and, you know, like, just offer my assistance and offer me being there and things of that nature. And I also have to say that even with me having this platform, I have to be very cautious of my energy, because even having this platform, people oftentimes want to come to me. They want to vent. They want to tell me certain things, but they also don't know if I'm in the place to receive these things. And I don't fault them for that. I don't fault them for that one bit. But I have to be very protective of myself, because I am not no all healing person. You know, like, I can't heal you from everything. I can't heal me from everything. I can't just not be affected. I'm still human. So, you know, as much as I would love to say I'm here 24/7, I'm fucking not. Because sometimes I don't have it for me either. Like, right now, I don't have it for me. I don't have it for me. Like, I don't have it for me, so I damn sure don't have it for nobody else. But, like, to fast forward to, like, now it's been a thing of that outside circle. And I have to say outside. And I'm meaning hella outside. Like, hating from the club, you can't even get in. And see, like, inside a club, it's like my immediate, but it's also a couple of associates that ain't my immediate, but they still good associates and shit. So, like, the outside is fuck them, I don't got it for you, whatever. But the inside, I still see myself in the position where I allow some people from the inside to take advantage of me in some type of way. And sometimes I can't even say just take advantage of me, because I'm giving, you know, like, it's my fault because I'm not setting that boundary. But what I had to reflect on is just really sitting there and being like, yo, like, when is somebody going to care about me? When is somebody going to care about me? When is somebody going to put me first? And I'll be damned if I don't do it, who the fuck else is going to do it? And that's what I need y'all folks to realize. Like, you know, you can't expect for nobody to want to give a fuck about you if you don't give a fuck about yourself. Everything starts within. Every fucking thing starts within. Self-love, all of that shit. Like, and this is a prime example. I could sit here and I can go on all day about how I'm that person for everyone. You need a therapist, I got you. You need it financially, if I have it, I got you. You want to have a fun time, I'll flake, but I also got you. Like, I am the all-around friend. Like, I am a damn good friend to people, you know? And I also try to be a damn good family member or whatever. Whatever you may have. And sometimes even associate or whatever. But a lot of the times, I don't get that back in return. Or I can only get it in certain ways. It's just like, you all ever had a friend or know somebody that loved to party? They love to have a good time. Anytime you want to party or some shit, they down, right? But say it's family function, say it's business, not reliable. Car breakdown, not reliable, you know? It's shit like that. Like, I can depend on y'all for some shit. Like, I might be able to depend on some of y'all to literally answer the phone. But that's as far as it's fucking going, you know? And at the end of the day, I have to be very, very, very cautious of the amount that I'm giving to folks that ain't giving shit back to me, because I don't get that energy back. So then when I'm at my low, what the fuck I'm gonna do? I can't depend on you. I can't count on you. I can't call you for shit. I text you, can't even expect a fucking text back. If I told you that I wanted to commit suicide right now, you might text back, you might not. And everybody don't know how to depend. Everybody don't know how to handle them situations, but you might send the police to my door. You also just might goddamn text me 5 days later and be like, oh shit, were you good? I can't with that type of energy around me, bro, because, like, I can't even trust you in my life. And that's something heavy to trust somebody with. But at the end of the day, when you know what you offer people and you know what it is that you provide people with, you can set that standard and set that boundary. Like, because at the end of the day, the other thing is, I'm not going to expect too much out of somebody that I know our relationship is not there. And the fact of the matter is, sometimes you can depend more on others that have been in your life for less periods of time. Like, or, you know, that you might not talk to that much, but that's just the type of fucking person they are. You know, like, people are piss poor. And some people can't fucking help it. But you also got to be the one, and I'm talking to myself, to be like, well, goddamn, you can't help it. Well, I'm finna help myself, and I'm finna dismiss myself. I'm finna cut that off. That access, you're no longer receiving it. Because you don't deserve it. And what is it? A fucking disservice to myself. What else am I have left to pour if I done gave it all out? Think of life like this. Say if when you're born, you're given one cup, right? One red Solo cup, dog. And that shit is filled to the tip top, right? But every time you do something for someone or assist someone, talk to someone, you know, something to overall help a person, whether that be investing in a bit black owned business, whether that be, you know, helping somebody move, whether that be being a listening ear, you pour a little drop out that cup, right? But every time someone does something for you, you know, you get that replenished. Well, what the fuck happens when you pouring way more than you replenishing? What are you going to do? Because you also depend on this cup yourself. This is your cup, you know? So what are you going to do when you pouring and you done fucking poured 13 drops and then you got one drop back? All you got was one drop back. And you getting down to the bottom. You can't do shit. There's nothing you can do because nobody is pouring back into you and you can't pour back into yourself. You don't even got enough to help yourself in the predicament. You just ass out. And I can't be ass out. I can't be ass out. That's something that I can't do. Like, I cried this weekend. I cried this weekend. Transparency moment. And I cried this weekend because I felt like I'm fucking tired. I'm fucking tired. And what am I tired of? Every fucking thing. But I'm tired of being the one to pick everybody up and not having nobody to pick me up. And furthermore, I'm tired of picking myself up. But guess what? I'm going to do that shit every fucking time. And why am I going to do it every time? Because all I can depend on is me. And I gotta love myself enough to be like, well, damn, you got you, dog. If don't nobody got you, you got you. But at the end of the day, everybody has feelings and that shit make you feel some type of way. And it should make you feel some type of way because it's just like, damn, like, knowing that I give all that I give, why I gotta feel like, damn, I can't even break, you know? Like, even me crying, I cried in the shower and I was like, okay, like, you done cried, cut it out. What is crying going to do? It's not going to do anything for you. And it made me feel like how people often say, like when somebody asks you, how are you or how are you feeling? And you just be like, I'm good. I'm okay. Regardless. And it's like, why you don't tell the truth? Because what the fuck you gonna do about it? And this is not a one size fits all. Because I hate when people say that sometimes, because sometimes people are in the position to help you or there are people that will try to help you. Like myself. I'm one of those type of people. If there is something that I can do for you, let me know because I will try to do that for you. Or in moderation that works for the both of us. But on the contrary, oftentimes you know who you're dealing with. So it's just like, bro, I'm good. I'm gonna be good. I got to be good. Why? Because at the end of the day, what the fuck y'all gonna do about it? Besides be like, oh, damn, I feel for you. I don't need that. I don't need your sympathy. You can shove that up your ass. I can feel bad for myself. I can feel for myself. And I can feel for myself more than you can feel for me because I'm going through the shit. Period. Like, point blank. And I just had to come get it on my chest. Because if it's anybody out here with a cup that keep fucking pouring and ain't not getting poured into, I'm telling you to cut that motherfucker off today. Put a lid on that cup. Take all access. Because what you gonna do when you need to be poured back into and you can't even pour into yourself? What do you do at the end of the day when you don't have anything? It's disrespectful. You disrespecting yourself. It's a disservice. Stop that shit. That shit is rude. You might as well go look in the mirror and be like, fuck you, bitch. And just keep saying it because that's what you're telling yourself. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Don't care how you feel. I'm leaving you with nothing. I'm putting all these other people above you. All these other people come above you. Fuck you. You might as well. Because that's what you're doing every time. You give, 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 and don't receive nothing back from these folks. And I say that, and I say this every time, also being real with saying there are exclusions. Because sometimes in life, you are going to have those people that don't got shit to give back. You know, we all get to a low. Like, it's unrealistic for your friend to be going through a financial hardship and you're helping them out and you're like, well, damn, they don't ever help me out financially. They can't. Obviously, they don't. But they might be able to cater to you mentally, emotionally. You know, they might be able to show you a good time with laughs or some shit. So the pouring doesn't necessarily have to be equal. It's in the same exact thing. But it just has to come back. Period. Period. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. Hope y'all think about that. And for y'all raggedy ass bitches that's out here being the ones that's taking for folks' cups and not pouring, I hope somebody poke a hole through y'all shit. And I don't normally wish bad on nobody. And I'm not even doing it to wish bad on you. But you need to humble yourself. And I need you to know how that feels. So maybe you'll treat others differently. And if this struck a nerve and you realize that you're that person, whether you're the person doing it to me or not, you could be the person doing it to me. You could be the person doing it to somebody else. If you realize you're that person, apologize, bruh. Check yourself. And if you're not going to apologize, check your fucking self and stop doing that shit. Because you're a raggedy ass bitch. And I'm going to keep saying it. You're a raggedy ass bitch. And I don't want you to think that you're not a raggedy ass bitch. So if you don't want to be a raggedy ass bitch, check your motherfucking self. Thanks for listening to my Ghetto Talk Therapy. Let me just say, the math ain't mathin'. How I got 1,000 listeners, majority of which listen on Apple Podcasts, and less than 50 reviews? Y'all ain't loyal? Nah, but for real, go rate my podcast and leave a review. It truly keeps me going.